notice, Miss Fine, how voluptuous and fleshy this nude is. The artist was obviously inspired by Rubens.
Yeah, well, if you ask me, she had one too many Rubens herself.
No, Miss Fine, back then a full figure was the standard for beauty.
Meanwhile, if it were today, you'd see her sitting around the piano bossing in show tunes with her three gay friends.
Oh, my God, it's my father.
Well, you know, my Uncle Louis started to develop breasts around 60.
No, Miss Fine, my father is in the gallery.
Oh.
I've got a few words to say to that cold, manipulative son of a... Oh, my God, he's coming out. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
No, stop.
Hide.
No, I will not perpetuate this feud between you and your father. First of all, it's completely...
Just kiss me.
Okay.
Maxwell!
Well, what a surprise!
Father! Oh, good Lord. Gracious me, Miss Fine, would you believe it? My father was actually inside the gallery that we were kissing in front of.
Aha! What a coincidence! Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Who is this gorgeous woman, and what is she doing kissing you and not me? James Sheffield, Maxwell's father.
Fran Fine, Maxwell's... Well, it depends on what day it is.
Come on, son, give the old man a hug, huh?
Why, don't you get enough hugs from that secretary you abandoned your family for? Trollop.
What'd I do?
Maxwell, I never set out to hurt your mother. She's a lovely woman. Shrew.
Well, I'll take it from him, but you I just met.
Well, it's been wonderful seeing you, Father. Why don't we do this again in, say, another 10 years?
Maxwell, that's it. Walk away? Put a dagger through your father's heart? I could be dead in a year. Then you'd be sorry.
My God, you're Jewish?
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Then the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed. Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Just tell me, what is so wrong with the 15-year-old guy wanting to take ballet lessons?
Nothing, sweetheart. It isn't you, is it?
Yes, it's me.
Well, you already look like a boiled chicken in a tank top. Now you want to wear tights?
Stop it. Look how mature your sister's being.
He goes to a different school. No one knows we're related.
What's wrong with you people?
Just leave your brother alone. He only wants to express himself artistically. You looking at me, chicks?
Yeah.
You know, Niles, I think it's time that I marched myself into Mr. Sheffield's office and told him that his son wants to be a ballerina.
Mm-hmm. What horrible thing have you done that won't seem so bad after you tell him this?
I invited his father to the house for dinner.
And you're going to tell him now? Ooh, just let me get to the intercom. Talk to me, baby.
I can't believe she invited his father to dinner. What did he say?
Oh.
He was livid. He said this time she'd gone too far, and then he threatened to...
What? What? Fire her? Okay.
Fire her. Miss Fine, I cannot believe you invited my father. Are you trying to kill me? Because you're not in the will, you know.
You can't leave now. My mother's coming over. She's going to think we're having problems.
We are. You're about to be found floating in the river, and I'm about to be pulled in for questioning.
Oh, this is fabulous.
Relive the magic at home, 1995.
So much is going on. Oh, I'd love to stay for dinner.
But you're not invited.
Miss Fine, you have absolutely no idea what you've gotten yourself into. Last time my father and I dined together, it almost came to blows.
Oh, you should see my family at Fung Lung's when they say they're out of mushy pork.
Pork, Miss Fine?
That doesn't count when it's Chinese food. Why don't you give your father a chance to make up for lost time? I'm sure you'll find you've got a lot in common.
No, unlike my father, I am not about to abandon my responsibilities for sexual gratification with some cheap floozy who works for me.
Why?
Sir.
Nice. Well, you don't look a day older than when you work for me.
That was my father, sir.
Ah. In that case, you look like hell. Maxwell, I was thrilled to get your message at the hotel asking me to come over here for a reconciliation. It takes a big man to do that.
Actually, Father, it takes a woman with big hair.
Why don't you give your father a break? So he had an affair with a secretary 25 years ago. You'll always be his son. Where is she today?
Here I am, darling.
Oh, she is stunning and so tasteful.
Maxwell, darling. Look at you. Or I remember when you were a little boy and you adored playing hide and seek. You always wanted to hide underneath my skirt. Oh, is that your father?
Darling, not in front of the children, please.
Oh, he used to love spying on us. He and that chubby little chap who used to clean up after him.
Hey, it was an awkward stage.
I'll get it.
Ah, here they are, Naomi and Winona.
Trust me, Dijon mustard comes right out. Oh, look at that stain. Doesn't it look just like Jill Eikenberry?
I spill a lot, too. This used to be a solid.
Don't worry, darling. I prefer it if James doesn't wear a tie at all. Just takes me longer to undress him.
Darling, don't tell secrets out of the bedroom.
What bedroom? I'm talking about last night in the elevator of the Equity Building. Can I tell you stories about this one?
Oh, boy, can I tell you stories about this one? Sure, I made them up, but they'd knock your socks off.
You know, James, it's funny how you ended up with someone from the other side of the river. Like father, like son.
It's no insult. I'm proud of the fact that my father worked on the tube for 30 years.
My father sat in front of the tube for 40.
Do you know, before I worked for James, I almost got a job at Buckingham Palace doing the Queen's hair.
Ah! I almost got a job in the village doing hair on Queens.
Well, Maxwell, it's obviously we are attracted to the same kind of woman. You've inherited my gift for mixing business with pleasure.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Father, but I hired Miss Fine solely for her extensive experience in childcare.
That's right. You had enough. Niles, take it away.
So, James, you obviously did well for yourself. I mean, this isn't a cheap tie. Although now it's not worth anything.
I do all right, Sylvia. I make most of my money in investments. In fact, I just got a hot tip. Guaranteed to triple your return. No commitment, short term.
Oh, no commitment, short term? Throw in some children and a dumped wife and you got your life.
Isn't this delightful? Where did you get the exquisite shrimp?
I came with her.
No, dear. I meant the crustacean.
Oh, she's my daughter.
Jolly good. Well, where were we? Ah, yes, Maxwell was calling me a trump.
No offense, Joan, but, Father, I cannot imagine what possessed you to bring this woman into my home. My poor mother sitting alone like a dog.
I thought you hated your mother.
Well, I like her now.
Anyone see Babe? How'd they get that pig to line all those lines?
Why don't you just cut your father some slack? I mean, he obviously just wants to live his life hassle-free without any commitments. Not unlike you. Let it go. The man's entitled to a girlfriend.
And not if his wife has anything to say about it.
You're married?
Mm.
Isn't that delightful?
Well, we've been playing cat and mouse so long, I decided to make an honest woman out of her.
Well, I was wrong. You and your father are completely different, and I like him better.
So, Maxwell, how about a toast to me and my new wife?
Wife? I think gold digger is a more appropriate description.
How dare you speak to your mother like that, huh?
Stepmother, darling. Youthful stepmother.
You think after all this, anyone would be in the mood for their little red potatoes? What am I, nuts? A pig can't learn lines. He must have used cue cards.
So then Mr. Sheffield accused her of being a gold digger.
Which Mr. Sheffield?
The young one. Oh, we'll pick this up later in the kitchen. Bring a pair of alligator Gucci's 9.5Ds.
Oh, Niles, I should have never planned that dinner party. It just stirred up all kinds of feelings of anguish and resentment.
In you, when you found out that a Sheffield would marry an employee?
Yeah! Oh, Fran, I gotta dump this ballet class. It's full of all these muscular, good-looking guys who are obviously there to meet chicks, too. Not necessarily. Honey, why don't you just quit?
Fran, I can't. I'm the lightest one. They already made me head swan.
Well, then what are you worried about? Being labeled? Listen, there are a lot of very masculine ballet dancers. Baryshnikov. Hey, you know what? You'll tell your father you joined a ballet class. He'll pull you out in 2 seconds.
Oh, thank you, Fran.
Not a moment too soon. I'll get it.
Oh, Fran, I hope you don't mind, but I just had to talk to you.
Lovely outfit.
Oh, I feel so terrible about what happened the other night at dinner. You know, James pretends not to care what Maxwell thinks, but it's one of the things that keeps him up at night. I'm the other.
Oh, I think it's just so awful when a father and son are at odds.
Yes.
I wish I could be there to comfort Mr. Sheffield when he's up all night. Do me a world of good.
You know, I never believed that Maxwell would grow up to be as judgmental and narrow-minded as the rest of James's family. They actually felt that I wasn't of his class.
That is such bull.
Do you know, it took 10 years for James to finally make his move.
10 years?
When he finally made his move, the only reason he did it was that I went into his office to change his typewriter ribbon, wearing a sexy little midriff top and a very, very short miniskirt.
I can't dress like that. You know, I take care of children.
I'll never forget how he took me in his arms, gazed into my eyes, and told me that he loved me.
And then he took it back?
No. Then he proved it. 6 times.
I hate my life.
First, he dimmed the lights, then he grabbed me and brought my body close to his. And then with one sweep of his arm, he cleared the desk of everything. And then he... Oh, do you have any ice?
Oh, yeah, here. What? What?
That was the first time that I ever nibbled on James's ear. It drove him absolutely crazy. And then I,
Oh, I can't do that. I'm Jewish. It's time to change your ribbon. Where's your typewriter?
It's in the attic with my Peter Max posters.
See ya.
Oh, Miss Fine, wait.
Yes?
I've had an epiphany.
Already? Just from doing this?
I've always resented my father for his total lack of concern for anyone's feelings but his own. He's always lived solely for his own pleasure. Maybe that ain't so bad, huh? I mean, maybe he's got the right idea. I mean, I'm a man. I have needs too, right?
Well, good, because I can use a couple of multiple epiphanies myself. I got a problem. All right, honey, solve it yourself. It builds character.
No, no. Okay, Dad, here it is. I'm in a ballet class, and I don't care what you say. I love it, and I'm staying in.
Well, son, you should do whatever makes you happy.
Even if you called the school and demand they take me out of that class, I'm not leaving.
I want you to do it.
Would you let me live my own life? For the love of God, I'm a ballerina.
I'll tell you, he is so lucky that he's got people that love and support him. Ow! Come here. Look how baggy his butt looks in those tights. So you were saying you're a man, you got needs?
Well, maybe I should just face the fact that my father fell in love with his secretary.
And your sister fell in love with her chauffeur.
And my grandfather married his maid.
No sense breaking tradition.
None that I can see.
Wait. Something is missing.
What?
Oh, I know.
Doing here?
I'm picturing myself in Miss Babcock's BMW.
Well, we're off to Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, we just came to say goodbye. Hi, hello. Oh.
Honey, you've got a post-it on your bum.
Well, Father, I'm glad you stopped by. I think I owe you an apology.
Well, you know, you don't want to keep him waiting. I mean, there's a big time difference where you're going. You're probably late already.
Just a moment, Miss Fine. I have something I need to say to my father.
All righty, then.
Father, I believe I was wrong about you.
That was beautiful. Enjoy your trip.
We're wiped out! We lost $25,000 on that investment of yours.
Well, you win some, you lose some. Thank God that's all you invested.
That was our entire life savings.
Oh, stop it.
You said it was guaranteed triple our money.
My. Nobody forced you. You can't point fingers.
That was the money that we were going to move to Boca with.
You are a dead man.
Father, how could you be so cavalier? These people are living on a fixed income.
I feel faint. I need something.
I'll get you some water.
No steak. I need protein.
Now, darling, I think we should dash off if we're going to make it to Constantine's yacht.
You are so incredibly insensitive.
Well, how can you say I'm insensitive when you're the one who's making me late for cocktails?
What was I thinking? I was actually trying to be more like you. Well, now I remember how much pain your selfishness causes other people. I'm sorry, Miss Fine. I'm sorry for what almost happened here. Well, that's bloody over with now.
All righty, then.
Don't you realize that our Christmas get-together at my chalet in Tuscany is off?
You think I'd actually want to spend my holidays in the Italian countryside, gorging on rich food, partying with European glitterati? Well, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't dream of subjecting my family to it either.
Why?
Come on, Joan.
Just a minute. Darling, I know what you're thinking, but there's a part of James that is good. Not as good as it was 20 years ago, but it does the job. Oh, and by the way, darling, I think that Junior may still come around, but I'd lay off the chocolates if I were you.
Oh, Miss Fine, I feel awful about your parents not being able to move to Boca.
You feel awful.
Just anything I could give them to help smooth things over.
Grandchildren?
Maybe I should just reimburse them for the money they lost.
Absolutely not. They're way too proud. They would never take it. They'll just talk about it constantly, nag you incessantly, and never let it die until you do.
Mm. Oh, don't look now, but your father's in that gallery again. Quick, he's coming out.
Come here. Miss Fine, that is not my father.
Oh, my mistake.
There's more guest stars in The Nanny tomorrow at 3:45 when Jay Leno plays himself. Next for your Thursday afternoon on Living TV, a double dose of Charmed.